Senate Finance Co-Chair Walter Stosch says the more optimistic news is their agreement on the caboose budget, the bill that adjusts current fiscal year spending.
It's my expectation that would be advanced and sent to the governor without any delay.
But they still have to finalize the budget for fiscal years 2015 and 16, and House Majority Leader Kirk Cox says that's where they need to compromise.
One of the big areas is higher education. We have about $210 million in that particular area, and we feel like that will really help hold on tuition. We're waiting for the Senate to get back with us on that.
Cox says the House will propose taking no more than 3 days to get the budget back into conference, with negotiators starting in-depth talks the next day. Stosch likens the differences between the two sides, especially over education, as two groups with the same amount of money buying beans and bread, with one group preferring more beans.
And you give that to two other people, and they say, well, no, I don't want to buy quite that many beans. I want to buy more bread.
On the Medicaid expansion issue, several localities have called on the governor and lawmakers to separate it from the budget entirely. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.